It's just a simple grant, but it has a couple caveats. And one of them is that our infectious disease policy be signed off by our commissioners. One of those things we just didn't get done. This infectious disease policy has been in place. I believe we put it in place back in May or June. And it's been in place all this time. It just never got signed off by you guys. And as I looked at this and I did some more research, I kind of feel like it's some housekeeping we need to do for some of the CARES Act money that we've gotten already. And it wouldn't hurt to do it. And it gives us $1,000 because once I send in those invoices to OMAG, they'll send us a check. So it's kind of a twofold thing. It has nothing to do with masks, nothing to do with employees wearing masks, cities wearing masks. I mean, it's not a mask mandate.